Hovde says.
You have to start changing the retirement age.
So now, when greedy banker Eric Hovde, who owns a $7 million California beach home, says he supports a new $4 trillion tax break for rich guys like himself.
We know it's Wisconsin families who'll pay for those Hovde tax breaks. With a 28% cut in Social Security, a 25% cut in Medicare,
and a 40% cut in veterans benefits.
It's all true, because Eric Hovde is already on the record.
California banker Hovde has always been in this for himself, and now it's going to cost us.
Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
98Q Country.
He had hard work caked on his overalls, sweat on his neck, chow in his jaw, when a stranger pulled up and met him outside his barn. Said, "Sir, I don't know if you ever would, but I built houses and neighborhoods, and I was wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm." With his old dog barking and running around, he paused for a second, spit on the ground, and kicked a little gravel, looked down and said, "This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt." Great-granddaddy bought it for 100 acres. He just got married when he signed the papers. Him and his brothers framed that old farmhouse. Every fence post here we put in the ground, ran the barbed wire and pulled the plow. Every last hay bale we built it. Yeah, I'd hate to be the first to sell it. This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. This is where 5 generations have prayed for rain. They'll cover me in it when the good Lord calls my name. This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt.
And feel energized without the caffeine.
It's the best start to my day.
98Q Country.
I like the feel of your name on my lips, and I like the sound your sweet, gentle kiss, the way that your fingers run through my hair, and how your scent lingers even when you're there. And I like the way your eyes dance when you laugh, and how you enjoy your 2-hour bath, and how you convinced me to dance in the rain with everyone watching like we were insane. But I love sappy old movies you've seen hundreds of times, but I love.
Local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vice President Kamala Harris will spend this last full day ahead of the election in just one state, Pennsylvania. ABC's Karen Travers with a rundown.
She'll start her day meeting with hundreds of volunteers who are heading out to knock on doors to get out the vote. Next, she makes two stops aimed at Latino voters, specifically Puerto Ricans. Her campaign seeing an opening among this voting group after the racist comments by a comedian at a Trump rally last week. Harris finishes her night with what are expected to be two massive concert rallies, first in Pittsburgh, then in Philadelphia.
As for Donald Trump, he will also be in Pennsylvania today in both Reading and Pittsburgh. He'll also hold rallies in North Carolina and in Michigan. The final ABC News Ipsos poll of likely voters before the election has it a 3-point race inside the margin of error, Kamala Harris at 49% and Donald Trump at 46%. He wrote film and TV scores, produced Michael Jackson's Thriller and the We Are the World event, and collaborated with hundreds of musicians. Quincy Jones has died at the age of 91. This is ABC News. Changing consumer tastes are behind bankruptcy of a well-known restaurant chain.
The COVID-19 pandemic changed our dining habits, and TGI Friday says it also drove financial challenges that led it to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. At its 2008 peak, there were 601 Friday's restaurants doing $2 billion in business in the U.S. But last year, there were just 269 doing $728 million worth of business. The Dallas-based chain says it's looking for ways ways to ensure its long-term viability. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The restaurants will remain open. An 11-year-old boy was found alive after a boat he was in vanished off Northern California on Saturday. One person was found dead. Four others are still missing. Saudi Arabia and other OPEC members say they will postpone a plan to increase petroleum output until the end of the year. Oil prices up 3% on that news. Its impact on U.S. gas prices still yet to be seen. Sherry Preston, ABC.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Coming up this weekend, it's a make-and-take holiday porch pot party fundraiser at the Butcher and the Baker in Brantwood. You provide the container, and they will provide the decorations. There are three times available, beginning with Saturday, November 9th at 11 a.m., and then later the same day at 3 p.m., and then Sunday, November 10th at noon. The cost is $35, and there are limited class sizes, so be sure to sign up early. Pre-registration is required, and you can call Gail at 715-564-3152 or text 715-922-0324 to reserve your spot today. Once again, that's Saturday, November 9th at 11 a.m., and then later that day at 3 p.m., and then Sunday, November 10th at noon for a make-and-take holiday porch pot party fundraiser at the Butcher and the Baker in Brantwood. All proceeds will be benefiting Honduras Well Projects. Cattle shortages are affecting beef prices at local meat markets. Brittany Merlot has more.
Cattle shortages are affecting beef prices at meat markets. Geis Meat Market in Merrill has been dealing with a backlog of orders. Owner Andy Geis says customers would normally bring in 10 to 15 beef for harvest. Now they're only bringing in 7 or 8. So if you're looking to order a side of beef directly from them, you're going to have to wait until mid-January. And if you were hoping for the price of meat to start going down sometime soon, don't hold your breath. Geis says he suspects prices will keep rising with the wait because it takes a long time to replenish herds. A recent report from the Farm Bureau shows beef rates have hit a record high of over $8.15 per pound. It's impacting producers and consumers.
Find more news at 98qcountry.com and at civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a dealership that's truly here for you? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is dedicated to serving you right. From new Chevrolets to top quality service, they treat their customers the way they want to be treated. Get a full synthetic oil change for only $49.95. Plus, they're proud to support breast cancer awareness. Donate $100 per vehicle sold and $5 per oil change. Visit them on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Enjoy convenient complimentary shuttle service and don't miss their great selection of vehicles, including new EVs in stock.
The Packers lose to Detroit. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers had an early field goal, then trailed the rest of the night, losing 24-14 to the Lions at Lambeau Field. Dropped passes and penalties killed the Packers. Running back Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, man, a lot of self-inflicted wounds, a lot of momentum killers. You know, we've been getting away with a lot of it because we've been kind of masking it with the wins. But when you play a good team, man, you know, all the little things catch up to you.
The Packers now head into their bye week at 6-3 in third place behind Detroit and Minnesota in the NFC North Division. NBA, Bucks and the Cavaliers in Cleveland tonight. Bucks forward Bobby Portis says his home was broken into during Saturday night's game in Milwaukee and says several personal items were stolen. Baseball, the Brewers with two players winning Gold Glove awards for the first time since 1979. Second baseman Bryce Terang and outfielder Sal Frelick.
It's definitely cool, a little surreal still, and I think even cooler to do it, you know, with Bryce.
That's Sal Frelick with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
In other sports notes, what we determine who's going to the state volleyball tournament in Green Bay this weekend. In Division 5, Prentice Saturday night defeated by Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran. So Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran advances on along with Sheboygan Christian and Columbus Catholic along with Newman Catholic all advancing. In Division 4, you've got Regis, Mineral Point, Manitowoc Lutheran, and Wabino Leona. Division 3 from the North Barron advances on. Congrats to the Rib Lake Prentice boys cross-country team. They bring home some hardware, a second-place team finish at the state cross-country meet. Solon Springs Northwoods takes third in Division 3 boys. Phillips comes in eighth place. Shawamigan girls taking 16th in the girls Division 3 category from this past weekend. And the state soccer tournament set to rock and roll this weekend also as state qualifiers were determined, and the Northwoods Solon Springs 8-man football team, they advanced to the Final Four on Friday night. They got a 46-32 win over Clayton. They now will get Lena St. Thomas Aquinas. They'll play that game in Rhinelander coming up this weekend.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Green Bay is one of the top smallmouth bass fisheries in the nation, and your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is hosting some important public meetings starting tonight on how the agency is managing that bass fishery. More details when we return, but first...
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with Onyx Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onyxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
The Wisconsin DNR is hosting two identical public meetings to present information and gather feedback on the future management of smallmouth bass in Green Bay and Northern Lake Michigan. The first meeting is tonight, Monday, November 4th, at the DNR Green Bay Service Center. The second meeting will start at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, November 6th, at the crossroads at Big Creek in Sturgeon Bay. Members of the public can also attend either meeting virtually via Microsoft Teams. At the meetings, DNR staff will present the latest smallmouth bass survey and research data and gather feedback on a proposed regulation change to expand the catch-and-release season. Attendees are encouraged to share ideas, experiences, and input on smallmouth bass management for Green Bay and Northern Lake Michigan. For complete location details or to attend virtually, go to dnr.wisconsin.gov, click News, and read the Green Bay Smallmouth Bass Management press release. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. It is going to be cloudy, drizzly, scattered showers, even an isolated thunderstorm possible today. Our high 59 this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy, 39. Tomorrow, it is going to be cloudy with more rain likely and a high near 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47. 98Q Country.
Katie's sitting on a roll front porch, watching the chickens peck the ground. There ain't a whole lot going on tonight in this one horse town. Over yonder, coming up the road, in a beat-up Chevy truck, her boyfriend Tommy is laying on the horn, splashing through the mud and the muck. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna marry that boy someday. Katie and Tommy at the drive-in movie, parking the very last row. They're too busy holding on to one another to even care about the show. Later on outside the tasty freeze, Tommy slips something on the head. He says my high school ring will have to do till I can buy a wedding band. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. they come sneaking up the wall. He says, young lady, get on up to your room while me and Junior have a talk. Mama breaks in and says, don't lose your temper.
chicken fried, and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio. Up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine, and that's home, you know, sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. And my house is not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground, and a little bit of chicken fried, cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. It's funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most, not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried, and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. I thank God for my life, and for the stars and stripes, may freedom forever fly. Let it ring. Salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. Get your little chicken fried, and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio up. I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of my precious child, and no mother's love.
Oh, yeah. Chicken fried. Zach Brown Boys at 98Q Country. Hey, good Monday. We're not going to see a whole lot of sunshine, it looks like, today. We're always optimistic of that. It will be warm, though. Temperatures, you know, 56 or so. So if you can don the umbrella and dodge some of the raindrops today and get out and walk the dog around and stuff like that, should be good today. Temperatures are pretty manageable, you know, mid-upper 40s, even 50s over the next week or so. Definitely not the chill of an early winter. No, it's not going to happen. Not going to happen in the next week or so. Anyway, we'll get to our birthdays in just a moment. If you have anybody, give us a call at 715-762-3221. We'd be happy to wish them a happy day. Give them a shot to win that cake, as we do each Friday. So we'll get to all of our birthday celebrants here on this Monday, the 4th day of November. We'll do that right after our twice an hour news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vice President Kamala Harris will spend this last full day ahead of the election in just one state, Pennsylvania. ABC's Karen Travers with a rundown.
She'll start her day meeting with hundreds of volunteers who are heading out to knock on doors to get out the vote. Next, she makes two stops aimed at Latino voters, specifically Puerto Ricans. Her campaign seeing an opening among this voting group after the racist comments by a comedian at a Trump rally last week. Harris finishes her night with what are expected to be two massive concert rallies, first in Pittsburgh, then in Philadelphia.
As for Donald Trump, Trump. He will also be in Pennsylvania today in both Reading and Pittsburgh. He'll also hold rallies in North Carolina and in Michigan. The final ABC News Ipsos poll of likely voters before the election has it a three-point race. Inside the margin of error, Kamala Harris at 49% and Donald Trump at 46%. He wrote film and TV scores, produced Michael Jackson's Thriller and the We Are the World event, and collaborated with hundreds of musicians. Quincy Jones has died at the age of 91. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Santa Zells Foundation asked for your help to help them make a child's Christmas happier by participating with one of their giving trees. You can help them by selecting one or more tags from a tree, purchasing the desired items, and returning the purchases, wrapped or unwrapped, with the tag attached to any giving tree locations. The locations are in Park Falls at the Associated Bank, Forward Bank, North Lakes Community Clinic and True Value, in Fifield at Country Cafe, in Phillips at Dollar General and Prevail Bank, in Prentice at Dollar General, and in Butternut at Dollar General. Gifts are due by December 3rd. Once again, those locations are Park Falls, Associated Bank, Forward Bank, North Lakes Community Clinic and True Value, in Fifield at Country Cafe, in Phillips at Dollar General and Prevail Bank, in Prentice at Dollar General, and in Butternut at Dollar General. And once more, gifts are due by December 3rd. If you plan to wear apparel supporting your chosen political candidate to the polls this season, you may be asked to change. Lisa Hale has more.
When people are passionate about their candidate, they tend to wear that passion via garb, a t-shirt, a hat, and/or campaign buttons. Megan Wolf, the chief elections official in Wisconsin.
So if somebody does come in with some type of political hat or shirt or other display of a position on the ballot, they're going to be asked to not come in with that on to potentially change it.
Wolf says any display of support for a candidate or for a position on the ballot is considered electioneering and is not allowed at the polls.
Find more news at 98qcountry.com and at civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Packers lose to Detroit. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers had an early field goal, then trailed the rest of the night, losing 24-14 to the Lions at Lambeau Field. Dropped passes and penalties killed the Packers. Running back Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, man, a lot of self-inflicted wounds, a lot of momentum killers. You know, we've been getting away with a lot of it because we've been kind of masking it with the wins. But when you play a good team, man, you know, all the little things catch up to you.
The Packers now head into their bye week at 6-3 in third place behind Detroit and Minnesota in the NFC North Division. NBA, Bucks and the Cavaliers in Cleveland tonight. Bucks forward Bobby Portis says his home was broken into during Saturday night's game in Milwaukee and says several personal items were stolen. Baseball, the Brewers with two players winning Gold Glove awards for the first time since 1979. Second baseman Bryce Terang and outfielder Sal Frelick.
It's definitely cool, a little surreal still, and I think even cooler to do it, you know, with Bryce.
That's Sal Frelick with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local side, the Prentice girls volleyball team lost their sectional final contest to Eau Claire Emmanuel Lutheran on Saturday night. That game played in Bruce. We'll have that game archived for you a little later on this morning as Jeff Hakenen had the call. Congratulations to the Prentice Rib Lake cross-country team. The boys finished second, brought home hardware Division III. Northwood's Solon Springs finished in third. The Phillips boys finished in eighth. Schwamigan girls came in 16th on the team side for the girls. And the tournaments are all set for boys soccer. That'll happen this weekend. And eight-man football is down to their final four. As Northwood's Solon Springs from the northern half of the state winning, they will play again this weekend for the right to go to the eight-man state championship contest.
This is Tom Tiffany. Wisconsin families are suffering because of Vice President Harris's open border policies. In Prairie du Chien, an illegal alien assaulted a mother. In Rusk County, a drunk driving illegal alien left three daughters without their father. Yet Democrats in Congress voted against deporting criminals like these. If you want to keep America safe and secure, then vote for Tom Tiffany. Paid for by Tiffany for Wisconsin.
Birthdays, Joe Klepak is celebrating today. Your family and friends, Joe, want to wish you a very, very happy birthday today, and also happy birthday wishes from the weekend to Jameis West celebrated over the weekend from Grandma and Grandpa, Kevin, Nick, Amanda, and Jewel, And Ray J, I'll want to wish Jameis a very happy belated birthday from the weekend. If you're celebrating here on this fourth day of November, this Monday, you share it with football star Orlando Pace, first overall pick back in the 97 NFL draft. He's 49 today. He's a Hall of Famer also. Who else here that we'd know about? Matthew McConaughey. Oh, yeah, Matthew, please. Matthew, my wife and I have always had, like, at least one person where the other one can, like, oogle over and we're all right with. So Matthew McConaughey has always been my wife's guy. So every time we watch a movie and Matthew McConaughey is in it, I'm just like, I wonder if he's going to take his shirt off in this movie. I wonder if he's going to put his shirt on in this movie. So Matthew McConaughey, he's fabulous, according to my wife. And he's 55 today. Sean Combs. Oh, yeah. P. Diddy. All kinds of legal issues going on there. He is 55 today. What else here? Kathy Griffin is 58. She... the comedian, and then she kind of became famous by doing the CNN New Year's thing Anderson Cooper on CNN there for a while, and then that thing ended, and so she's 58 today. Jeff Probst is 62, the Emmy-winning host of Survivor and other shows. Ralph Macchio, the actor from The Karate Kid, oh yeah. Trying to get 62 for, well, that's too old. Ralph Macchio, he's done other stuff too, but that was kind of his signature. Van Stevenson, former Blackhawk member, died of cancer back in 2001, born on this day. Marky Post from TV's Night Court, she played the female lawyer. She was born on this day, 1950. She passed in 2021. Laura Bush, former First Lady, is 78, George W.'s wife. Loretta Swit, Hot Lips Houlihan, right? From the from the show MASH. She's still going. She's 87 today, Loretta Swit. Doris Roberts, the St. Louis native, won 4 Emmys for her role on Everybody Loves Raymond. She was the mom, right? She's good in that. If you watch Everybody Loves Raymond, I think she's underappreciated in her comedic role on that show. She's born on this day, 1925. She passed back in 2016. Art Carney, an acting legend, The Honeymooners. If you haven't seen the original Honeymooners with him and Jackie Gleason, it is a show to behold. So much of that was ad-libbed. Art Carney, born on this day, 1918, passed in 2003. And Walter Cronkite, the TV newsman's 19 years anchoring the CBS Evening News, as well as many other political conventions, space flights, and breaking news. It's very easy to impersonate. All you have to do is just space out all of your consonants phonetically and just, I'm Walt. Walter Cronkite. And you got it right there. 1916, Walter Cronkite was born. He passed back in 2009. Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sure, it's election season, but there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on, like this. Elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting.
Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialist, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be cloudy, drizzly, scattered showers, even an isolated thunderstorm possible today. Our high 59 this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy, 39 tomorrow. It is going to be cloudy with more rain likely and a high near 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
98Q Country.
She likes whiskey with her water. She starts dancing when the stars come out. She ain't your typical preacher's daughter. She'll leave you dreaming, yeah, there ain't no doubt. There's a little bit of devil in her angel eyes. She's a little bit of heaven with a wild side. Got a rebel heart, a country mile wide. There's a little bit of devil in her angel eyes. A little bit of devil in her angel eyes. From that tailgate and cranking up the dial. Come Sunday morning, she'll be singing with the choir, driving me crazy with that kiss me smile. There's a little bit of devil in those angel eyes. She's a little bit of heaven with a wild side. Got a rebel heart, a country mile wide. There's a little bit of devil in her.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
You've been earwormed. That's Sugarland and Jennifer Nettles there, and you'll be hoo-hoo-hooing all day long. I can see it on a cloudy Monday. Joel, I'm with you here on 98Q. Price County Sheriff's Department released something to us just moments ago that I just wanted to make you aware of. The Price County Sheriff's Department and our very own Sheriff Brian Schmidt is reporting that his office is conducting a death investigation near the inner area of State Highway 13 and Whitby Road in the township of Hackett. Yesterday, November 3rd, at about 8:56 a.m., a deceased individual was located along State Highway 13. A portion of State Highway 13 is currently closed. There is no known threat to the community. This is an ongoing investigation, and additional information will not be released at this time. So the agencies of the Price County Sheriff's Office are aiding with the investigation, and that includes Apprentice Fire Department and the Department of Criminal Investigation, the Price County Coroner, the Vilas County Sheriff's Office, and the Rhinelander Police Department, all involved in that investigation of that event yesterday morning. Just wanted to make you aware of that. I did find out yesterday, I realized an advantage to early voting for those of you who voted early and got it out of the way. It's public information. If you voted or not is, I guess, public information. Because I haven't received hardly any robocalls at all for some reason. I don't know if I got a good spam filter on my phone or whatever. But I got a couple yesterday. And I was sitting there watching the Packer game. And it was ugly. And my phone rang. And I'm just like, why not? So I picked I picked it up. And I got a live person on the phone. And she seemed really, really excited to be working on a Sunday and making political calls. She seemed just thrilled with the whole process, and I so wanted to ask her if she was happy with her job, but I didn't. It was a very short conversation. So if you vote early, they find out, and then they won't robocall you. I'm not saying they won't, but you'll probably get less. So you got to do it in person now tomorrow, right? The early stuff is done. There's so many things floating with that about the absentee and the early voting. You can go to civicmedia.us/vote, and they lay down all the rules with that. But tomorrow is Election Day. Polls will close at 8 o'clock tomorrow night, and we'll have coverage. If you want to listen through our Civic Media app, there will be coverage on our Civic Media stations that will really focus in on a lot of the Wisconsin races. If that's your thing, you'll have coverage again on the Civic Media app.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. On everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
Home ownership. At Progressive, we know it's part of the American dream. It's winds blowing across a fruited plain and also your new fire pit, which subsequently sets your gazebo ablaze. It's American. It's hard-hitting football and an even harder-hitting price estimate from your general contractor. That's a star-spangled bummer. It's It's also around-the-clock protection when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, which can help keep the American dream of homeownership alive and kicking. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-Action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
98Q Country.
was catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in, it was karaoke night. She was in a circle of girls chasing a shot with a line. She was laughing, they were daring her to get on the mic. One of them walked up and turned in her name. Next thing I knew, man, she was up on the stage singing, "Heads Carolina, tails California. Maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, cause she had me at Heads Carolina." Yeah, she knew every word by heart, didn't need no screen. No, I was raising my glass up for her, saw her smiling at me. Yeah, she had me down in the front by the end of verse two, like there wasn't no one else in the room. We were singing, "Heads Carolina, tails California. Maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, she's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over.
Day the right way with us.
It's the best start to my day.
98Q Country.
Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time. Since she left me by myself, you're the only family I got left. I go down to that same old cafe where I try to wash my troubles away. I'm still down and I'm still all alone, but it beats staying home all night long. Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time. Since she left me by myself, you're the only family I've got left. I go home and I climb that old stairway, and I tell myself tomorrow's a new day, but I
go down again and spend my time with my new next of kin. Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time. Since she left me by myself, you're the only family I've got left. Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time. Since she left me by myself, you're the only family I've got left. You're the only family I've got left.
Kick the dust up.
They're making that money grow. Tractors, plows with flashing lights, backing up a two-lane road. They take one last lap around. That sun up high goes down. And then it's on, come on, girl, kick it on back. Z71 like a Cadillac. We go way out where there ain't nobody. Stuff.